Hello, this is Sherry Edwards with Vocal Profiling Live. We don't have any music this evening because, well, there it goes. We're having some problems with the music, but you can turn it down now because we needed it to work a few minutes ago. Vocal Profiling Live, what a blast we're having with this show. Heather is with us again, the tall blonde, and Tommy, the crusader of truth and justice. We just premiered this show last Monday, a week ago, and the entire concept has just absolutely exploded. We're getting calls from all over the world and lots of people. The attention has nearly stopped our regular operations here at the Sound Health Research Center. We love it. We put out a press release on Sunday, and this is Monday. I mean, like yesterday we put out a press release, and already we've got like 30,000 hits on the press release. And no wonder, because with the press release, we put vocal profiles up for Hillary Clinton, and it shows her real intention. Michael Beckwith from The Secret, and it shows his real intent of being a leader of the people and their spiritual thought. Don Imus has a print posted, and he's a radio announcer that did this racial slur thing. And then just to satisfy my own curiosity, we did the Cho Sing Wee, I hope I have pronounced his name wrong, right, the campus killer at Virginia Tech. And we posted what his motives really were from the video that he provided to CBS. Those are posted on the BBS site under Vocal Impressions. And Don has given us an absolutely prime spot on the front page. I'm so happy about this and honored that he would do that. So you go to the front page of BBS.com and look on the left side, the first group, and it will say Vocal Impressions, and you can jump in and look at people's vocal prints. We have Don's vocal print ready to post. I think we also posted Princess Diana's today. There's some surprises in that, but not a lot. What you saw from her in the public was pretty much what she really was. And we are going to do tonight other people's vocal prints on the air. So you can call in at either of these two numbers, 877-270-8714 or 530-413-4516. And we do have some rules. And you need to follow these rules. And don't call if you're not going to follow them. But you need to have a specific topic in mind that deals with an emotional or a psychological issue. We're not primarily medical. We're not going to do medical issues here. This is a fun thing. If you want to talk about medical issues, then listen to the other show on Sunday night called Sound Health, and you can call in with those kinds of issues there. But this is just fun. The other show turned into something so serious that we wanted to do something that was just sort of out there on the edge and helped people at the same time. Those medical things creep in occasionally, and if they come in, then I'll do it. But if they aren't here, just don't call me about something specific like that. Cell phones are not as good as a landline. So if you've got a landline, we would rather you call us on that. And you can watch us live. Oh, no, we can't. That we had planned to watch us live, and we were on live this afternoon, but like BBS, we have some difficulties technologically. So we're going to do vocal prints, and we're going to try to do some templating to see what issues are stronger in someone's chart. And we're going to be taking requests. We've had several requests to do charts. Rosie O'Donnell, Ron Paul, Rudy Giuliani, Anna Nicole, Madonna, and Princess Diana, we did that one. So we can look at their chart, and we have Tommy here. He's the one that pulled these because you guys requested it from last week. And we're going to ask Tommy what kind of thing was going on when these people were recorded. And then we can answer questions. Like if you have a question for Rosie, like what's Rosie really like, or what's Anna Nicole really like, or how political is Rosie, things like that, we can look at their vocal print and see what's going on. We can look at the intent behind the words. Vocal codes reveal information, too, about your soul self. If you want to know what your primary signature sound is, that can happen. Come prepared, you know, online with a question.
Hi, sorry?
Hold on 1 second. I'm ecstatic you called, but hold on a second. We're going to record a sample of your voice, and sometimes it takes 30 seconds or so.
Yeah, but I'm not calling for that unless you want to do that. I just wanted to let you know that the number you announced on the air was wrong, so if people are trying to call in, you said...
Which number is wrong?
You said 413-4516, and it's 4515, I believe. So I just wanted everybody to know that, so they...
I'll have Heather check with Dawn to make sure that that is a correct number. I may be reading
it wrong.
Yeah, I think
I heard but in any
case, I did say 4516 because that's what I have written here.
Oh,
Tommy, can you go ask Heather to confirm this because our caller is saying that, that the number is wrong? So see which one it really is? Okay, we could do your voice if you'd like. Do you have a question or anything you want to talk about?
It's Judy from Montreal. I called last week. I just wanted to let you know about the wrong telephone number. If you have other callers, maybe you would want to do that.
I don't know if there's any callers in line or not. Don just usually sort of puts them in line.
Oh, well.
4516-4515.
Yeah.
Okay. They're confirming that it is 4515, so if people want to call.
Yes.
Thank you, Judy, very much. And if you have a question in mind, we can certainly do your voice and send it off to you by email. How we're going to do this is I'll take the vocal print, and then you and I can talk about it while Tommy prepares it to go online, and they will send it to you on your email. And so you don't have to give your email to the world. We have you call a number to give Heather your email, and then she sends it out to you privately.
Right.
So if you want to do this, we will.
Well, okay, if you have nobody else waiting, because I did it last week, but that's fine.
Well, how did it turn out last week?
It was interesting. It's this old dermatitis thing now, and I'm worried about mice, and I've been told all sorts of things, allergies. So, and you had mentioned thyroid and immune system, so I'm totally confused. However, that's not what the program's about. So.
Okay, hold on, and we will start your vocal prints, and you need to talk for about 50 different sound bites.
Okay.
So you start talking about what you want us to look at,
And
we'll go from there. So start now.
Okay, thank you very much. I am calling because I know it's a program that really is more invoice psychological personality profile, so that's always interesting to me. And I am a psychologist, so it's even more interesting to me. My current issue is, of course, what I had mentioned last week is dermatitis, and then I've been told today that I have multiple kinds of opinions. Somebody said today it might be mites. A dermatologist said it's allergies. I believe Shari, who last week said it was more of a thyroid immune affected problem. And in any case, I'm a bit confused, and I know it's a psychological show, so maybe I'm just confused, and I'm joking. But maybe there's all sorts of things going on at many different levels in my character development and who I am and what's happening in my life. So that would be interesting to relate the physical to the emotional or spiritual or psychological. I'm always interested in that, and I'm very open to any opinion, and I appreciate any opinion. And I know that the end voice is something that I certainly would like to order and get a hold of, being a bioacoustic associate myself, a new one. And a new one learning about everything. It's the most amazing and a new paradigm that the world should know about. I'm extremely, I feel very privileged to be part
of it. Okay, we got it. I didn't get to hear what you were talking about.
Oh.
But if we talked last week about thyroid, you still have thyroid and stress, also some liver stress. Seems to be physical stress in the liver. Mm-hmm. But did you have a specific question other than the skin issue?
I'm going for allergy testing, so I was worried about having an allergy to plastic. Could that be? I mean, just do you want me to ask a question, a psychological question?
If you'd like.
For the show, are we on air now?
We are on the air. Everybody heard about your problem.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I just want to know what I'm dealing with here, because I look like a burn victim, actually. My skin is peeling, and it hurts, and it feels like little bites, and it's driving me crazy, actually. It's really making me feel, it's annoying.
Where is it on your body?
It's on my face.
Does it come and go?
Yep. Yeah.
Wait, this sounds like another case that we had. The lady's name is Lita, and it came in cycles of what was going on. It was on her face and chest. I would like to have a real print of you. I'm going to have Heather send you information about sending us a vocal print so that we can compare this with the other woman that had very, very similar symptoms, and we were not able to crack the case because we didn't have anybody to compare it to.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to make myself a note here.
Mm-hmm.
If you would call Heather at 740-698-9119 and ask her to send you information about how to send us a vocal print, then we'll look at it with the more sophisticated equipment and see what we can come up with. What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Montreal, Canada.
Canada, okay. The other lady is in Oregon, but she travels to Canada quite often. And boy, it really sounds familiar. And if we can get two cases, we can usually crack what's going on by doing a comparison of the cases of the vocal print.
Oh, that's
okay.
Great. That's great.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
So call Heather
okay.
at this number, and she'll send that out to you. We can also send you this vocal print, although there's not a lot in it, except extreme stress in the liver, gallbladder, pancreas, and it's causing some stress in the kidney and the use of minerals.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Psychologically...
Mm-hmm.
That's physical environment and some suppressed need to get your own self out there without somebody else suppressing you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it can
that
be...
makes sense to me.
Pardon?
That makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody who is a Gemini in your life that's kind of driving you nuts?
Gemini is what date exactly?
June.
June.
The end of May and into June.
I don't think so. I don't think so. No.
If it's not a person, then it's digestive. We never know if it's a person or some emotion like needing to get yourself out without being suppressed, or whether it is some kind of physical issues.
Mm-hmm.
We can just give you all three, and whatever fits, that's what we go with.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have to think about it. I mean, the psychological fits that it just my first intuition is that it's a psychological thing, but I'm not 100%.
Well, suppression comes with this note of high D, that you're being suppressed and you're struggling to get out of that and fight against it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there is some of that, some things I'm working on that could be. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling, Judy, and letting us know about this number. I'll give the numbers out again and give some other people a time to call.
Okay, thank you very much, Shari.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye.
The phone numbers are 877-270-8714. The other number is 530-413-4515, and call us with a question in mind. And you can ask us questions also about the profiles that we have already done. I would, Tommy, would you hand me the profile on the Korean kid so I can read that for people on the air? Because I think you'd be surprised at what is happening. Do you have it? Heather had it. I don't know where she put them. Let's do the one for Princess Diana, which we just posted.
Hello.
And she was talking about, did she think she was ever going to be queen? And she answered,
Hello, Sherry.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Adriano.
Adriano?
Yes.
Do you have a particular non-medical question to ask?
Yes, I do. I called earlier, and I have this hole near my ear. I don't know what is it.
That's a medical thing. If it's about your ear,
mm-hmm.
You think it's a psychological thing, maybe?
It's a psychological, and then it's not. It's just a hole. I don't know where is it. If it's something bad, it's not. I'd like to know if you can find what's wrong with it.
You have a hole in your ear. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, a little tiny pinhole near my ear, left ear.
And outside of your ear, or the inside of your ear?
No, outside, almost near my ear, inside the ear.
Right. Is it like where you had an earring or something?
No.
I don't think that's something that we can help you with, but if you have another kind of issue that you'd like to talk about, we can talk about that.
Well, that's what I was trying to find out about it. And,
well, if you would like to send us a vocal print for a medical evaluation, you can call Heather at 740-698-9119.
Can you give me the number again? I didn't hear.
740-698-9119. Or you can go on our website, Nutrasound, N-U-T-R-A.
Yes,
sound.
I know that.
Okay, at the bottom of that front page, there is a download that shows you how you can send us a file, or we'll teach you to do this on your own. We have free online classes, and we can just teach you to do this for yourself if you'd like. But
mm-hmm.
A hole in your ear is not something I can deal with on.
Yeah. It's not a hole. Yeah. It's a it's a pinhole. It bothers
mm-hmm.
me in there. And I know a lot of other people have got it, but I don't know what's the problem with them. But.
Well, if you know of two or three people who have the same thing, they can all send us vocal prints, and we can compare them. This is the way we get all of our new data. We get like 10 people who have Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis, and then we can look at the commonalities of what's going on in the vocal print, and that's the way we find the frequencies that will turn this around. We find the antidotes by frequencies. Just like there are antidotes or antidotes opposites of color, like red and green and orange and blue. They're opposites of frequencies. Absolutely. So if you can get these people together, we'll teach you to do this, and we'll find out what's going on.
Yes.
Okay?
The people came in my lab. I don't know them where they go, so I have no idea where they are now.
Okay, well, get us your... I'm hearing an echo. You might want to turn your radio sound down because you're probably hearing me twice. But if you want to send us a vocal print based on something medical you want us to look at, that's what we do here. We're a research center, a nonprofit research center. So,
okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
That was Adriano, and we right before he came on, we were going to read Princess Diana's printout. It's not very long. Most of you probably have a opinion about her and what she is. So when we did her printout, and Tommy, where was this piece of what do we call it, recording from her? Where was this taken from?
Sure. It was from a an interview that she gave with the BBC, which took place in Kensington Palace back in 95, in November, November 20th to be exact. And then 5 days later, ABC aired it, ABC TV aired it about 5 days later.
Thank you, Tommy. He's the tech here and does a great job in getting together these profiles for us. So she was asked if she saw herself becoming Queen of England. She replied no, because many felt she was a non-starter. I didn't really know what that meant, but we did her print, and it's very poignant. There's a need to...
It may mean that when a horse is at the gate, at the post, and it doesn't start, it's sort of like one who doesn't take off with the rest of the race.
Oh, okay. It says, there's a need to physically belong and feel physically safe. Considerable emotional stress surrounds this matter. Most of the issues in this chart deal with emotional concerns that have no physical support or vent. And as I was doing her chart, and I have a lot of emotional attachment to Princess Diana, and I saw her just sitting on this great big overstuffed couch feeling very, very small. To go on, self-power is lacking, as is the ability to use hope as a way to survive. The lack of the noted B shows a need for spiritual energy. The fourth of this chart concentrates on clearing physical stress through self-approval. There is a need for support, justice, and fair play in a logical way. Processing is likely done by carrying out plans that result in creating a tangible consequence. Would she make a favored queen? There would have been compassion and accomplishment that had physical grounding and tangible presence of those on the receiving end. Did she have the strength and stamina to push forward? Certainly not without personal support, because that is where her energy began and ended. With people around her who appreciated her giving nature, who understood her need to be firmly nestled in the hearts of others, she would have been a queen of the people. So if you have comments about her vocal print and what was going on, you can call us and talk about that. Or you can call us with requests of other people that you would like to have us evaluated. Or you can call us with a question. Like, look at Nicole Smith's, and Nicole Smith's print and tell us da-da-da. So we can do that also. Okay, I told you I was going to read some of the profile for Cho-Sing Hui, the Virginia Tech shooter. And, Tommy, where did you take this from?
This actually came from NBC. They were airing it, you know, and then it came on YouTube after that, so we've got it off the video footage that he gave us.
Okay, I'm just trying to get the end of the phone closer to your mouth there. Don yells at me when I don't speak up. Okay. What he said on the NBC tape was that this was an action of retribution. And that didn't turn out to be true in his vocal print. So for those of you who've been hearing this day and night for two or three days, or more days than that, this is probably a bit of new information to you. He's one of the very few vocal prints I've ever seen where the person was totally disconnected. Usually you have three or four octaves in someone's voice that we look at and we teach you to interpret those. And in this case, he had totally distinct, severed octaves, which means that he was probably a multiple personality, certainly more than just dissociative. Okay, the event. Three distinct, unconnected patterns can be seen in this vocal print. Between physical responsibility and mental process stands naive emotional action stemming from spiritual belief. There is integration with emotion and mental patterns, but no bridge between emotional and physical outcome. Self-sabotage is high. Self-sabotage is high. Sabotage of others is not evident. I was very surprised to see that in his print because he took after so many people. But the self-sabotage was where this was coming from. There's an incredible surge towards action without a self-known foundation as to why the action must be taken. The recording mentions that the motive was a move toward material retribution, but the vocal print indicates that this was an incredible need to actuate emotions into a physical result, but the emotional itinerary was disjointed. Bioacoustically, this person is disjointed. The mental, emotional, and instinctual levels have no bridge for communication. The voice pattern sounds as if there is an unnatural source that has disengaged the integration of the brain to the speech patterns. The most stress of the voice is from an inability to integrate all the thought processes into coherent action. It would be like being scattered in several directions all at once with little hope of escape. That is a little different from what is being portrayed on TV, that this was a setup, he was a killer, he was disturbed. Now, there does seem to be some kind of medication or some unnatural, I didn't read you all of it, but some unnatural source that is driving this, possibly medication or herbs or whatever people take there. I'm looking at the rest of it. Activity of everyday living is limited to actions towards support of self-justice and support of his own words. There's little movement toward planning. He just carries out in random order something that is barely conceived. So I thought that was really different from what they were saying on the news. So we'll give these phone numbers out again. If any of you really want to know who you are, you have a question that needs answered, we'll answer that. Sometimes we answer questions that you didn't know needed to be asked. So if you have an issue to solve, please give us a call at 877-270-8714 or 530-413-4515. And nobody will really know who you are if you think what you might be calling us about is not something you want the world to know. You can give us a fake name. Only Heather will know what your email is, and I don't know, maybe you can get a fake email and have things sent to you. But mostly these three or four page reports are just confirmations of what you know already or what your best friend would tell you. So we try to reveal who you are really. I think part of this comes from us, or all of us, being in the position of having our friends and a husband and those close to us, our teachers, our bosses, wanting us to be something we aren't. And I think the highest honor we can bestow on other people is to allow them to be who they are, because there's so much overlay on what's happening to us. So this allows you to get to the core of your being. On the Dawn and Wynn show the other day, I think on Sunday maybe, they were talking about unconditional love and what that is. And I would think that unconditional love is when you care about somebody deeply, but you don't have anything invested in what was going on. I also heard another show, and I think this show was on Friday, about white light and what white light really is. Well, we've been looking at, in terms of loving, physical love, and in terms of unconditional love, and we found many years ago that there is a frequency for white light. And if any of you know the musical scale, it's C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F, F sharp, G, G sharp, A, and B. And from there, it starts up to the next octave. And every octave is just a doubling. Like A is 440, A is 220, half of that. A is 880, double that. So there's different octaves. And between the octaves is the note of C and B, would be between the octaves. And exactly halfway between those two notes is white light. And to me, unconditional love is white light. It's all light put together in one pot. Everything. Everything considered in one pot. Now, if you do that to color, you get this sort of browny muck looking stuff, if you're going to do it with paint. But if you're going to do it with light, all light, all colors of light in equal proportions in one spot is white light. And to me, that's unconditional love. And it has a frequency. And that frequency is the same frequency for something called adenosine triphosphate, ATP. It's about the energy cycle of your body. And that ATP is the very first chemical made when the sperm and the egg come together to form a new life. That chemical dictates everything that's going on, everything that's going to be built, and it's white light. And when you move in between those octaves, B is magenta, sort of a violety red, and the note of C is red, and in the middle is white. And the more you move toward red, and it becomes pinkish, and you know, I think that's why Valentine hearts are pink. The more you move toward the red light, the more selfish your love becomes. The more conditional it becomes. And when you move toward the magenta side of it, the violet purple side of it, the more humanitarian love that you feel. One of the things that happens in your body at the point of death is this ATP begins to explode. And when it explodes, it gives off a powerful, bright flash of white light. And most of the ATP in your body, or a high concentration, I shouldn't say most, but a high concentration of that ATP in your body is in your eyes. So as death occurs, I think that's why people are seeing white light. But I also think that frequency is a portal to how we move to other dimensions. Not only do we move to other octaves of sound, but we move to different portals of reality. I didn't understand that until I learned about fiber optics. My husband is a telephone guy, used to be. He's retired now. But it used to be that the telephone wires were one voice, one line. Now they can change your voice into different frequency sets, and they can carry many, many voices on one line. Hold on just a second. I'm talking too much and my throat's clogging up. So here we have many different levels of frequency, like octaves, like 440 and 880 and 220. And we look at that in terms of the frequencies being carried on these fiber optic cables. And then it dawned on me that those levels of white light are how we move into different portals of reality, how we astral project. And when you meditate on white light, then that helps you change your frequency to that very first chemical, and you can move through that. Getting to the core of you is where I'm going. And you can do this on your own. My little computer program that I created, that's how to do it mechanically, and we can help you and sort of give you direction. But there's a way that you can start a tiny, tiny speck of white light inside your being, wherever you carry your energy. And most people say, well, with your aura, just put white light around you. No, no, no. That traps everything that's in there that's crud. So we're going to start a tiny, tiny speck of white light inside the core of your being. And with your imagination, which becomes reality, you're going to grow that light and grow it in energy and let it become a ball of white energy, so bright and brilliant, and then give the thought to it that it explodes and moves into every part of your being, out through your skin, through your pores, and you're bubbled in this white light. That sends everybody else's stuff away from you, and you can become clean and clear again, because that's how your cells began, with the white light, with this ATP. And now you can see how the esoteric comes together with the science. And I'm accused a lot of being too esoteric, and I'm accused a lot of being too scientific. And I even had somebody say to me, you have no musical talent, you can't be at our show. And I think I have one of the most profound musical talents on the planet, in that I can hear from your ear your sound, your signature sound. And I can sing you back your sound. And what happens with that is your heart and your brain go into synchronization. And when that happens, that's health. This is the brain-mind stuff. We have studies, and we can place them on our website if you want to see them. But when we can do a sound for you, your keynote, your key sound, it'll help you put you back into sync with your own being. And some other people can do it for you, some people tone, but it's best when you can start that tiny speck. Find a place of comfort for you. Find out where your core is. You know, some people it's the third eye, some people it's the throat. For mine, it's beneath my breastbone. So that's where my core and my center is. Some people have their core and their center in their gut level. But wherever you feel your energy center, that's where you start that white light, and you begin to grow it. And I've often heard that we create our own reality. And I believe that. I believe that we've lost that ability to create our own reality. Because when I do a sound and I think about something, like if I think about church bells, those bells, a picture of an actual outline of a bell appears in the vocal brain. And when I think of, this one really happened, when I think of whales, it ended up dolphins in the vocal print. But I didn't know that dolphins are a form of a whale when I was doing that. And we have those pictures and thinking about it and creating it with your voice. And in the vocal print, there it is. And it creates that image on the computer. But we did studies and found that even if a teacher is thinking red apple when they're teaching these challenged kids, and they're thinking red apple, red apple, red apple, the kids get it quicker than if they're thinking, oh, it's too hot in here, and what am I having for supper? So there's some form of communication that goes on in people's thoughts and how they communicate with something we call essential silence perceptors. it can be ESP. And there's a lot of times that there are people who are very sensitive and very psychic, and they don't have the boundaries that clog them up and allow or don't allow other people to get close to them. So the energy flows through them, and they can feed you back what you need. They're wonderful psychic channeling clear people. What we did was create a computer program that sort of does the same thing. So, because, well, how do I explain that? People can't believe a lot of the times in a psychic, oh, it's just something from your head. But if a computer is involved, then the computer gives you the information. And a computer doesn't have anything invested at all in what kind of person you are. So, okay, the computer is involved, it must be real. I think that's crap. I wasn't going to say crap on the air. But that's what's going on with people's ability to perceive who they are and push away all the other stuff. I've had people come up to our booth at conferences and stuff and be reading their printout and say, ah, that's not me, and their best friend will come up and say, oh, yes, it is. And then they start an argument, because only your best friend's going to really tell you what's going on. So we created a program just to help you out, and we also have another program about your name and the sound of your name, because the sounds around you mean something. Every sound that you hear, every person that you hear, every voice that you hear. Have you ever heard somebody's voice that you couldn't stand? Well, most teenagers go through that, and we've done a couple of experiments with a teenager who will build up an intolerant amount of the parents' vocal notes. They can't stand to hear their parents talk. Everything that comes out sounds like preaching, and it just gets on their nerves. And really, it's just a social way to send that teenager out of the nest. It's a biological function. So for all those teenagers out there, or anybody who's ever been a teenager, you are now forgiven for all the stuff you did to your parents on your way out of the household. Because it wasn't a psychological thing. It was an anti-nesting thing. And I think if the world knew that, and we could have some wonderful music that was an antidote to that. If somebody had very high C, which is a powerful kind of frequency anyway, and it's the color red, then maybe we could give them music at F sharp. Steve Halperin does some wonderful, engaging music about different sounds and different chords. Dream Suite. Is another one. I can't remember who did it, but there's a lot of the music out there and listening to it. And you can listen to your own sounds. You don't have to do this computer program. And the stuff will come to you without prejudice. Grab hold of what happens. And it's very unique when it comes in to your being, because it's not like if you're going to think about what you're going to do tomorrow, it comes in logical form. But if you think about what you had for breakfast this morning, it all falls in at once. And you have to think about it and sort it out. And that's what's going on with this information that just comes. And when you think about the white light and become the white light, and you can also become your own sound. You can cup your hands over your ears and listen. And if you listen as if you're listening in another room, and then you're listening very close to you, and listening from another room, and listening close, your ears are going to change focus, just like your eyes change focus when you're looking very near and very far. And you'll begin to hear a sound. And listen to the sound. Or you can try to duplicate the sound. Because you carry with you your signature sound every moment. And you can drop into it, and you don't need me at all, and you don't need this computer program. Or you don't need to talk to me about who you want to be or who you really are. Because on some level, you know. And for those of you out there who want to take the self-responsibility to listen to your own sound, to imagine the white light. That's as opposed to you want somebody else to do it for you. There's nothing wrong with having somebody else do it for you because lots of people are very busy. But the new people on the planet, the people who don't want to take self-responsibility or don't know how to take it, they go to people who have already been around a while in several lifetimes, and they can give you cause to reflect. And once you grow into that position, you won't need them anymore. You can do it on your own. Things are in our reality because we need to pay attention to them. And looking at all the colors that you enjoy, all of the sounds and people you enjoy, they're probably contributing something to you, to your vocal prints, to what you need. If you have a need for red, it could be excitement or self-power. It could be that your heart muscle needs support. If you're into the colors of C-sharps, the notes of C-sharps, Tommy, you know anybody that sings in C and C-sharp? Doesn't Diana Ross sing in C a lot? So you can look at the music. Tommy agrees. He's way over there, but he agrees. You can look at the music you enjoy, the colors you enjoy. C-sharp is about justice and fairness, but on a large scale, on a humanitarian scale. It's about tendons and ligaments and joints and the bowel. And you'll be attracted to reddish-orange. D is the note of digestion, dealing with the pancreas, the liver, the gallbladder. I'm very, very attracted to orange. And there's a wonderful record, CD, you can tell how old I am, record, Nueve Flamenco. Tommy, do you remember who does that? It is kind of like gypsy music, and you put that on, and you can't sit still, and your blood sugar comes up. But I can't remember. Tommy went to look it up. And D-sharp is about oxygenation from all of your cells. And if your D-sharp is very low, then your immune system is going to kick in. And D-sharp is about a transition from D, which is all about your self-approval and suppressed anger and that kind of thing, that moves into the note of E, that's yellow, and that's all about Otmar Liebert is the musician. Yes, the artist. So you move from D into D-sharp, which is very microcosm. I'm seeing we're running out of time here. I got to hurry. E is yellow, an expression of words. F is about the balance between perception and action, and it's a shade of green. Tommy, you want to put on some music for us? If you just put on the Red Stick Ramblers, because we've got to leave here in a couple minutes. Well, it's a 55 minutes. We have to stop. Okay. G is teal. And a lot of people who like teal and pink together have issues with blood sugar. G and G sharp together, greenish blue and a blue. Those are people who have issues with minerals. And that moves into A, like Capricorn blue, and then into the violets. Those are the spiritual people. And do you notice that that goes right into the chakras? The frequency, every note has a frequency. Every chakra has a frequency. Every emotion has a frequency. And this has been around so long, by the rainbows in the heavens, to the chakra systems that we've built for ourselves, to the singing and sounds that we've built for ourselves. And from the A and A sharp, which is your spirituality and how you carry it out. And B, magenta, your crown chakra. And that's your love of humanity And you go through all of these lessons and you like favorite colors and sounds. And then it starts again as you reach another level. So you may start on a level where you want other people to do things for you. And then you begin to grow and go to next levels. And you begin to do for you. And then you begin to teach. One person at a time. And then you begin to teach humanity. You don't often get a life for yourself at that level, but that's why you came here, to help the rest of us. And this is Sherry Edwards for Vocal Profiling Live on BBS Radio. Join us. Send us an email, soundhealth@soundhealth.org or vocalprofilinglive.com, I believe. And we'll go from there. We'll do your voice for you, and we'll help you along. This is BBS Radio, Vocal Profiling Live with Sherry Edwards. Till next week, we'll see you then.
The butcher and the baker and the undertaker, the butler and the barber too. The boy without a liver and the Indian giver, they've all got to